You're listening to SBS News.
A group of diverse and inspiring Australians have been honoured for their work at the annual Ethnic Business Awards in Sydney. Established in 1988, the awards recognise what is termed the valuable and innovative contributions migrants have made to Australian business and the economy. Founder Joseph Asaf, a Lebanese migrant who arrived in Australia in the 1960s, says the 30th year of the event highlights the longevity of ethnic businesses in Australia.
To everyone, Australia's first people, the Indigenous Australian, and to the new Australians, the migrant, I say thank you. You are all proof that enterprise, determination, resilience, innovation and hard work can reap huge rewards, not just for you, but for Australia as a whole.
In 2010, the Indigenous in Business category was added, and this year, Jeremy Blanche of the JNC Group Australia has won it. Mr. Blanche says his civil construction company prides itself on its diversity.
I'd also like to thank the people that come every day and toil in our business, because they certainly are the backbone. They take time away from their families. They work across the country in our business, do long hours, and pretty much work their guts out. And that's because we're a community, and that's because we're a family in our business. And I'm very proud of that.
Michael Darkool of Construction Consultants won the award for the small business category. Mr. Darkool, a Lebanese migrant who arrived in Australia in 1982, says he built his consultancy company through the strength of his hardworking parents.
The biggest thank is for my mother, who taught us, my brother and myself, she taught us hard work. And I thank her very much. I thank my family, my lovely wife Huda, and my three children. I thank my brother for being the best brother that anybody can have.
Elf and Nadia Taylor from TNA Solutions won the medium to large business category. Miss Taylor, an Egyptian migrant, and a Scottish-born husband started their food packaging business in 1982. She says the story of her company, which now employs over 500 people around the world, shows any migrant can succeed.
A multicultural country with great opportunities irrespective of your background. All you need is a great idea, determination, the ability to keep going in the face of adversity, and a supportive bank manager. We love Australia. We feel so blessed and lucky to be living in this wonderful country.
Organisers say the nominees for the awards over the past 30 years have come from more than 100 countries of origin and have covered every state and territory in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who delivered an address at the event, says it is those migrants who have made Australia a successful and thriving country.
That's what we celebrate tonight. We celebrate these stories. Caring, compassionate, generous stories, hard-working stories, vibrant personalities, vision. Migrants arriving here like Joseph with a suitcase full of dreams, pursuing those dreams, enriching Australia's society, the Australian economy, Australian lives, the heart and soul of our nation.
Opposition business spokesman Tony Burke says migrants and Indigenous Australians are an integral part of the fabric of Australia.
When we talk about multicultural Australia, we're not talking about some minority. We're talking about the definition of our country. We're talking about what modern Australia is. And so many of you who've done the interviews that have been shown tonight have at different points expressed your gratitude and thanks to Australia. But do understand, with the applause that has followed every time, that's just an inkling of the fact that to you, Australia says thank you every single day.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.